28 hours.
Yeah. 28 hours. My high-tech switch.
How's the bell? Let's see here. Eisen? Holden?
Yeah.
Gordon?
Yeah.
Kraft?
Yeah.
Novak? Today is not. Teacher. All right, well, in the midst of the sugya of Tarakiz, we're going to be saying, we'd like to wish levels in the Gemara. One of the basic questions was the Kiddush Shavuot at Tel Kavod Yisrael, Chayz Mishalmi and Chachamim. And secondly, the question which is not dealt with in the Sugi here, but which Tais introduces, is the question of Rabban Nosson and the Gemara Baba Kama, whether Tel Kavod Yisrael, part of the Kiddush Shavuot, but the Kiddush Mammon, does he have to pay the serum or not? The Kiddush Rabbi Nosson is that he does not pay the serum. I understand the fact that he's meider. And let me give different views of the shayim as to why that should be so. Okay, the first point, the question of Kiddush Shavuot, as we already saw, it can be understood in two ways. Either it's the Askos, which has been a tainer, back in the Gemara from Thessim Beis, or simply because of live communication. Halacha is Tainer Nitin, Tvashim Tiyamei Shnehem, Pasi says, to Balei Dvarim who clash with regard to what the truth is, and in some way the Shavuot is intended to settle the matter, either formally or substantively. So that's not the same way, but there's no shneir. One is up here, one is over here, and they don't meet. That's because the way we pass it, of course, so that there's no shavuot. This is here, and in Rabbi Kama and Tosh Rashi likewise, raise a question, Rabbi Bar Nosson, point to Rabbi Gamliel. There's two Lashonis, one Lashon that if Rabbi Gamliel were to hold Rabbi Nosson, the Siddiq would be no Chiyuv Shavuot. So Kocheinu that Rabbi Nosson would call Chachamim. There's no Shavuot, there's no Hadar, there's nothing. But Rabbi Gamliel, were there no Chiyuv, there would be no Chiyuv Mammon, there would be no Shavuot either. Dritte, Türsten, Lange, auf dem Weg zu Binnen-Israeli, auf dem Gamliel, Joske, Selab, Anossen, Flöcher, Schüler, Heidehör. And then, how that can be reconciled, so the thesis here does not add any final explanation, but the Rashi and the Tesis Rabbah likewise add that for the minutes had record Ram Gamliel, but the reason that he doesn't pay for the Rabbah is because he's Michael. I mean, basically, he ought to have been higher, but there's some gesture on his part to be Michael, that is no contradiction. Days and Tesis, 2 days, I think we understood in 2 ways. One is that so far as Tesis and the Rosh go to the trouble explain to you how it's because of Gamliel, it's kind of sure apart from praying. כן יתסת רבה נוסי כולם פותב מסורים משמע לי ישראל שהוא פתור כיוון שהוא דל שחייב לסורים הוא מחל לו שהוא עדף כפריגי בין מימין ממון את הזו שביז מימין את העינה this grounds this in the fact that basically it should have been chiyuv but dalo machalo One way of understanding, therefore, the 2 days in Tesis might be, perhaps the explanation of Rabbi Anossen to be understood differently. Tesis says is that the Rabbi Anossen is Mechila. So Mechila is not incompatible with Chiyuv Shvur. But these are two different wavelengths. The Chiyuv Shvur, there's confrontation between them. Then you can ask yourself, what about paying? He doesn't pay because he was Michael. That doesn't mean there's no Mechayiv Momen. There's a Mechayiv Momen. It's never implemented because of Mechila. Mechila is an extraneous factor, and therefore it does not impact upon the question of Shvur. Once you assume that, it opens up a possibility, of course, that if we were to explain Rav Anossen differently, maybe we would find a contradiction between the two. Of Rav Anossen, we have 3 major explanations. One is the possibility of Mechila. And Mechila, we're saying, is the Rizu Haidor. However, I said it for extraneous consideration, he's not chayv to pay. Shatanibach. The door is not taken seriously. Or the fact that indeed there is a door that is chayiv, but there is counterbalance by another door that is not chayiv. He's made and the Tavei is made. Each cross purposes. And therefore, there is a door in a formal sense, not like Shatanibach says no door. But its negation is not to be regarded as a, due to some extraneous consideration of Mechila, which doesn't touch upon the substance of the Haidor, but upon its ramifications. Mechila said, there was a Haidor, the Haidor should be Mechai Shuv, Mechai Mamen, but Lemaisa, someone can't pull the rug out because he was Mechil. He said, in fact, each one checkmates the other. That's at a fundamental level. So he puts Haidor on the table, but the counterbalancing Haidor does not castrate the first Haidor to practice. What it does is rather contend that this Haidor is not a proper Haidor. cause des accroches. Now, of the three views, that which is most compatible with saying that you have shvur, but you put from praying, is of course which? Yeah?
Achilah.
Achilah. That's what it says, it's chayvishvur machalah. That which is least compatible with that is which?
Or
Meshatani B'chai, unless... Meshatani B'chai, says in effect, there's no idea at all. It's not necessarily a psychological evaluation, maybe that too. Meshatani B'chai is a halacha. We treat it as if it's a farce. It can't be for real. But does that mean that Yad HaLev, we're convinced that indeed that's the case. That which is most ambivalent, you must easily go two directions. There's a door. Then in one respect you might say, well, you have a door, just on the other side of the scale is another door. So the mice said, nothing, you get an equipoise, and therefore could be Mechayev Shvur. Or you say, no, the door could be there. I said before, unlike Mechila, in fact, gets to the root of the Hedor and prevents it from actually taking force. Inasmuch as the different Hesbeirim or Shenim for the Ketur Avivandasen can be variously understood, variously applied, and have a different relationship to the question of the Tashlumin, the possibility of Tashlumin, of no Tashlumin, one way to possibly learn the Machlekes, 2 days in Tosfos with Rabbi Gamliel, of course, Reed suggested what? The Techelek with regard to the question what the time is for Rabbi Nelson. Someone could hold Mechiler and be Mechayev Shvur. Someone else could hold some Mechiler, Meshatin Bach, that he can't be Mechayev Shvur. And look at the some in the middle. That's one way of understanding, which focuses upon the reason for Rabbanos, Rabbanos is Allah. A priori, we could take a different perspective and assume that the issue is not the nature of Rabbanos is Allah, but the standard which we apply for the Mechayev. What do you need to be Mechayev Shvur? Not what you have, but what do you need? You know, I think I would come back, as I did on a previous occasion, in another context. I spoke about the place of Rav Shmuel. I referred to Rashi Baba Kamer. Rashi said that basically every Kafachakl should be Mechayev Shvur. The reason he's part of Kafachakl, because it's a Chazak, it makes perfect Baal Chaver. For some reason, Chazak could indicate that he's part of a Shvur. And the assumption being, as maybe another part of the Shvur, bigger part of the Shvur, Chazor's part of the Shvur. As opposed to the more prevalent view of the Shenim, the Kevakel is the Chatzkin and Chayev Shvur, but what you need to be Chayev is the constellation of the Gleim Adobo, which is not provided by Tiny itself, but the combination of Kfira and Haidoi, the interaction, that's the Chayev Shvur. Of the two views, Rashi and Rav Kamer on the one hand, and probably Yoshim on the other, which would be, come back to my earlier question, most compatible with the possibility that you be chayav a shvur that you don't pay? According to Rashi, the Tanya says Mechayev Shvur, unless it's counter, it's offset, Chazer may put Rabbi Baal Chaver. Here, might very well say, Yasmin Meis Pano, he made a door. So Mechayev Shvur is see on the one hand, there was a tiny, the ton of heating. And that's the Chayav Shvur. Is there also the Pait of a Shvur? Which was Yavgur Drashi, Chazir Mispav Zibar Chayver. Maybe it will be, there's not such Chazakir. When he doesn't respond to the time, he simply ignores it, moves on to some other channel. If you require a Chayav Doer, in the context of the interaction between them, then quite conceivably, if there is no such Doer, they cannot be Chiv Shvur. Those are two possible ways to understand it. Now, with regard to the Machlokes of Shoshanim, as to what the reason may be, so we have three views that I mentioned previously. And of course, there are certain premises which go with some of them. The possibility that you deal with a mechila, or for that matter, a doer, that's a certain psychological assumption. That which a person is not particular hidokinah doer, or mechila likewise. That which a person doesn't demand is me. He's mechila, he's meider. We interpret his silence, he said nothing. He's ignored it. We interpret that as being an indication of mechila. Now here are two issues may arise, two ways to understand that. Is Raya doing, is it an indication that indeed is mechila? Because he doesn't demand. Or secondly, maybe there's another issue. Let's assume that we read his mind correctly. Indeed, the fact that he's not been made any demand, he hasn't demanded to save him, is an indication that he's willing to forgo the saving. But does that carry weight of Alpidin? Is Mechila simply a state of mind? And if you don't care, so a male that wipes the debt off the books, even though you've taken those steps in that direction. What do we say? No, Mechila has to be some initiative, but it's not just that Tom Shivalev is your mother. At the extreme, this would be if we assume the Mechila requires a Kenyan, Yechlitin, something, just as being Mishai requires, creating a Mishai requires a Kenyan. Negating it, dismembering it, also requires a key. But if you don't want to go there quite that far, it might require some kind of expression, not a formal key, but something which has teeth. This issue comes up in Tesis Sanhedrin, deals with the question of whether Mechila requires a Kenyan or not. And Tais is trying to establish the fact that Mechila does not require a Kenyan. That's the Shita. Runs through various sugyas which deal with Mechila. We're trying to verify this. It would be a raya if you assume that the reason is mechila, but the status is different. What's the proof of the Gemara and Bava Kamma? Can't because of Mechila, because Anyway, the point that Tesh makes over here is that indeed, if you wanted to explain in terms of Mechila, then there will be some relationship between that question, whether it is a valid Mechila, if Mechila is Tzichakim. Now, maybe it will be, one might assume this is not such a hechach, that even if Mechila, that it might be possible Mechila requires a kinyan ordinarily, but there is some umdiness which can be employed in certain contexts which are as powerful as a kinyan. Discuss the various connections, but pasul sometimes is powerful das can generate his chayvis. So maybe a powerful as b'libavit kaladam das can also remove a chiyuv. But that doesn't mean because mechila is just a passive state of mind, but where it's overwhelmingly clear as to which way he's headed, that's the equivalent of das, and that's simply a lack of das, and then you might have come. Anyway, with regard to whether you can apply mechila here or not, first we have to ask ourselves, how do we interpret silence? And secondly, having interpreted in a particular way, indeed he wants to be mechila, is that mechila effective or not? And here Tesis suggests that if mechila would require a kinyan, in a chanam, this would be an objection. You could not interpret based on the kinyan on mechila, Rabbi Allah said, if mechila required a kinyan. But that's not the case. It's not because of mechila, it's because of Hidor. The Rosh, in his discussion of Rabbi Nosson, takes into account the question as to whether you interpret his mind correctly or not. Is it true that just because you're not Tavayah, now that you've forgotten the whole Chiyuv, you're not merchel everything, you still have enough of a headache to end you with the Chitin, so the Serim, you put on the back burner, you come to that another time. But I said beyond that, from Tesis Mabakar, in the Sadat, I quoted, you see there's another additional problem about the technique of Mechila, not simply the substance and intent, infrastructure of Mechila. If we deal with Mishat Anibar, likewise, we have two elements to consider. One is the objective psychological one, we call it subjective, then the psychological consideration. Can we say Mishat or not? Secondly, even if we assume that's what he intended, but does one have the right to express hedoyos and the expectation that Bezal will then negate them? Does Bezal cooperate with that kind of thing? For that, we have to go to the Sugi Sanhedrin of Chavtes, when you say Shazimach when you don't, and extensive discussion of Pialvach Hashemishvit. A parallel question would you have got to Mechila? Who requires a Kenyan? Mishati maybe requires also a certain set of circumstances. As a matter of fact, it's an in-best, a chutzla-best, and what? And there's a shev there that we discussed it fully. If we deal with Eidoya, so here, we have to ask us perhaps another question. And it's something in Eidoya we don't have psychological questions to deal with. Mishati, Mechila, you have to deal with psychology. They deal with halacha. Psychology is clear. We assume that the fellow is meider. He means it. It's valid. Question is, what do you do when you have the equipoise? One door against another door. What happens? That's an objective question. What halacha has to say, not what does he have in mind. All right, that's at one point trying to understand what the machlokes is all about. Each of the issues which I've discussed, of course, would have to be discussed much more expansively than I can do over here. We have to get involved in the question of Mechila Tzichakina and so on, the character of Mechila, we have to run through various rites and tastes, the other discussions of the Shenium, possibly the two tracks in Mechila, one which is the initiative, the other which is the passive state of mind. And likewise, we've got to be shatting about the store of Suvi Sanhedrin, which we're not going to do here. I'm just putting the raw material on the table. What, of course, is most perturbing with regard to the issues that were discussed, with regard to the talks that we have here, recently, Rav Sadin, is the Gemara with regard to Tfisa. Well, says towards the end of the Tzvi Rav Anosin, even the case of the Seir Ninu, as if Shtalim, the Chotim, the Amur, the Gadim, the Tam, the Tofas. And this is the Kostavis to share, in accordance with what he had said. So the Mazik said that Shere was Mazik. And if we can recollect the Shere, the music says, Lloyd Lamelov, Shabi was Mazik. Then, so then the Dastachi Belu said, Gemara says, collects to neither, but Tavas Tfisa helps. So the obvious question is the possibility that Tfisa can measure it with the three explanations? Often we would say, if it's Michael, how can we take this? If it was Michael the Chur. So there is one possibility. And this, if we say, when we speak of Mechila, we don't speak in terms of Adois. So we say it does not pay the Seirin because Mechila. If we say that it's a Vaday Mechila, so of course it can be Tefes. But if we say that Haidel Mechilin is Potter, because maybe it was Michael, so he can't collect. Since only a maybe, leave his moment to Besafik. On the Suffolk, Tfisa helps. If we assume that indeed it helps, then we have to get involved in a whole new world where Tfisa helps, where Tfisa doesn't help. Shach Soseh, who took for Kain, deals with this, and others do share. Likewise, if we deal with Shatani Bar, and we negate, we don't collect with Tfisa, what do we say? Do we say certain Mishatani Bar? Or again, the game is suffered, and Bezin will not collect, but the Tfisa helps, again, based on that suffering. Here the problem is perhaps most acute. As I mentioned, with regard to both the explanation both of Mechila and Meshata Nibach, there's an element of uncertainty. If we were to say that this is not a good Mechila, it certainly could be Tefis, but assuming that it could be a valid Mechila, the question is what happened here. Element of suffering so Tefis can help. Assuming again, when we suffer, that Tefis at one point can help. But with the door, creating the door, he himself is Maider. How can one be Maider and be Tefis?
He wasn't Maider, he assumed he was Maider. Well, it's implied on door, not that he actually said it.
Oh, yeah. So one, I just did 2 hours. Where we find the need for some time to back up Tfisa, but one day the shade of one of the major crucis in the city of Tfisa. Wrestling Subis of Kofim, that's the base Kofim of Dalar, he had a star, Tobo Shtekhtun, a star, Vesu. Boshnaim Ramu, then he said, "Yodim Muzer, who I will not see my ktanim, but today, so you, I will name on him." If he said, "Who is this?" He said, "Yodim Muzer, Shlomo Kmeches, Shlomo Kuyim, any of their money. Shtar testifies its own validation, its own cashless, that's part of the principle. Shtar testifies its own cashless. These two items come and say Shtar was possible, so it's very clear. So the Gemara is, Shtar Amalia, how can you be going where Rabbi Trey Nino? This is a discussion. It's not very trivial. It's not very trivial. It's not very trivial. Zodim price saying the money loyal to the money the mikvi bed to the Karinian lay. The top is midi vada was to have a top of me of Kirminay, and we get killed by the three of Melchis or Hekrikoi. If the Baal Shtar should be Tefis, and then the Nitfas should want to get his money back because it's Fiser, so then we treat as the Sofri, Trey Utrey, and Bezdin doesn't do anything, it's inactive, so it remains in the hands of the Tefis. Stuff you had to second betray is back, but then you have the Wild West over here. But this is effective betray and track. Tesis made his questions about the effectiveness of Fiser, based on the Swiss about Metzir. And Tesis is to Terutzim. Shweb the Shadiga Bibchoir, the case of the Sophie Bchoir, Cohen says this is a prayer, and he says maybe it's not a prayer. If it's a prayer belongs to the Cohen, if it's not a prayer belongs to Israel, the Shweb the Shadiga, so that's Sugim Bab Sir, but the Fisa helps Sophie Cohen or not. So he said, the Shweb the Shadiga Bibchoir, the Fisa doesn't help, Sophie Cohen sees some of the other, but most should accept the Rambam, she Cohen to face Misa fake. That's one variable. The other thing says, "Vayi shloim adoch v'shitos kishu to the suffix." The tefisa depends when the suffix arose. When the suffix arose, when the tefisa was before the suffix arose, so the time the suffix surfaces and rises in bezdin, it's already in the hands of the tefis. So then the maintenance, the status quo, which was supposed to be on bezdin, they can not. Enabled Fiser, the bottom line of that is that now the status quo is hands of the Tefis. There's a good discussion, about the relationship between these two Tevutsim. Is one piggyback by the other or not? Do you say that in order for Tefis to be effective, you must have both the Tainas Bari and the Tefis not as suffering? Absent either of those, either Tevis Tan Shemi before the Nether Suffolk, or Tevis Tan Zbori after the Nether Suffolk, Tevis is illegitimate, or whether these are two independent elements. Tan Zbori, Tevis always helps regardless of whether before or after the Nether Suffolk, and if before the Nether Suffolk, it always helps regardless of whether Tevis Tan Shemi. On the assumption, but then even the text says very clearly that you heard that you need a tennis ball. Why do you need a tennis ball? Person doesn't know what's going on in any event. So I'm a little bit suffering. Would a tennis ball be effective? If person knew what was going on, but they would tell us we made some money. We would have to have a thesis. The thesis where they can't, they don't have a factual basis, but they recognize, swallows it with the feast. There are two more possible ways of understanding this. Probably the simpler one is to assume that in the absence of tennis body, feast is inconceivable. You have the right to be tapers. You yourself don't know, so what are you taking action? You know, but you have no proof. That's the tainus that that tefisah can be recognized. I mentioned that in context, different context of tefisah, way of noting that tefisah needs to have some moral backing. The middle moral backing is certainty on your part, where you're immobilized. Collect the embezzlement because you know the Adam, you have the proper highest, but you yourself know. And if you know, so you have a right to take that which you know is yours, and that becomes the status quo. Using that as an analogy for our sugi over here. So likewise, could tefisa help with the Zohar? Madach, here you have the Hashem telling you that he's cared about Hashem to his body. Ten Shema, which is far from my door. You can't be typhus. So could you be typhus? Well, you might have that. It's not coming to you, I can be typhus. Means that you chase with my door. That's another ballgame. Can you chase with my door? That's a passion. With a miga, without a miga, discussion around the Bussar and one getting a few dollars. I should also see the pay aleph. Could a person be chesed of Haidar? See, if we work with Zerk and Haidar, can we think in terms of Tfisir? Or should we say that those who shared would speak of requiring a tennis body for Tfisir? Well, then, I may not explain in terms of Zerk and Haidar. One of the other things we would explain, where they would say this is Tainer, which accompanies it, namely that he was not Mishater, or it was Pasud, he was not Mishater, or he was not Merkel. That's the Tfisa would help. See, it may be that we do find the basis for recognizing the tefisah, notwithstanding the Haidor, in light of a point which was made by Pinchas before, which I think can be seen expanded beyond this. We speak of Haidor as Baldik Meidin Domi, which of course we mean, as Seis pointed out, that's Kim Meidin, a spirit of Meidin. Haidor against Seis, you always believe the Haidor. We can have two things in mind. You don't understand, it's an admission. It admits that the other side is correct. The truth, the facts are, that's the Haidor. However, maybe it's another kind of Haidor, which you don't admit to the facts, but you throw in the towel. I'm not made of the facts of yours, but I'm not going to fight. You concede. It's not so much an admission as a concession. Maybe that's kind of this Radin as well. Just a way of noting, let me say one, possibly two examples. One of which I referred you. Moshe Vassar from Gimel says as follows. He gave it to Rabbi Barov in Shachi and Shavak Dikla, left an inheritance. Rabbi Barov in Amana created it fair. So Gabriel Amana created it fair. Question, who's the closer relative? The Sef Odilei, you called him fair. One of the study was made that the other one is the more color. There's a big plot amongst the Shemas, the Gilson and the Gemara, which has significant ramifications as to what happened and to what halacha should be. Some of that gives you karav to fame, many of the other ones are karav. He admitted that he's a karav, whether he's as close to karav as this one is another story. But let's take the Gilson, which I read to you from our Gemara, do you karav to fame? That affects his admission that one who's the closer relative should get the nechassim. according to Yuma of Chista Bayade, for the person who is acknowledged as being the Kikarut Feh. Amalei, so he said, Le'ad le'peradach ve'uyem et ashtar. The dispute broke out when the Kikarut died. Meanwhile, for a year, somebody's been sitting and eating payas. So naturally, the one who was true Balabosha had gotten the payas, but the one who, in fact, was eating the payas was the person who is now known not to be the Kikarut Feh. So obviously, he should have returned the payas. That paradox called Rehu Yemad Ashtar. Amazel Shemal of Adugarlu. Now you want to collect the payas, or you want to collect the keren because you were lying upon the other side of the door. Allah has been said that he's the relative. Now he had made a battle of death penalty, but before he was not made at all. So how can you collect for that period of time during which he denied everything? This distinction was not acceptable to them. Came into the idea. Once he was made, it's not that he's saying that until a certain date I was a great relative, then he became a great relative. No. Whoever's great relative is me, better than me later. That's why we understand what the priest has said. Came with the idea, once there's a door on the table, what if two of them were not to come? Two of them would say, they know for a fact that Luvin was a first cousin, and Shimon is only a second cousin. So would you say that the payers would go to Luvin, the first cousin? It's only if we can't have a boy, not have a prayer, has to show. What's going on over here? So I said the different Yisoyes which put this problem to rest. But what do we do with this Gilsit? Of course, there's only one thing to be said for a buyer, for a priester. And that is, this is not a Hidor, which is an admission. The level of admission is no question that certainly a buyer will be right. It's a concession. Sakhu left one tree, I'm in Tversky tree. The trouble and the tircha and the lawyer's expenses, the time I get through with everything, will be a lot of admission, very little to show for it. So I like myself. All right, so let's say you're the bigger dog. And maybe it will be that I might not disagree with this. At one or two levels, either they don't interpret that as a concession or as an admission, or they hold that we don't care. That's about the, what you intend, concession or admission. Bottom line is, we accept it and internalize that as an admission, and all that flows from that, all the derives from that stands. Similar case in the sugya, which I won't go into too much detail. The Gemara in the first part of Mishnah Merkson Metalis. Mishnah Merkson Metalis, and a lot of Yechlik, as we know. By Abzeir, the Gemara of Rabbi the Arutz Kofek, the Fenainu, was a feast of part of one of them. Now, do we say that as long as it was, they were both holding on to a jump ball, so no one of them was a bad one. Now that one of them was Teifus, so now he becomes a Muxik, and Bezdin cannot deny the feaster, because they don't know whether he's right or not. Or they don't know, maybe he's right. So I can't interfere. Or do we say no? The best attacker doesn't know. But in its darkness, the best attacker's responsibility to maintain public order, he can't allow the fisher to become the rampant order of the day. Tegma asks, what happened? Hechadov, Idka Shasi, the Nitfas acquiesced. A do I delay? Be the Kasamach, if he was screaming bloody murder, my Abner the Mevet. So let's see the Shasi Mikawa the Hazat Safach. My Midishti, I do I delay. The Kevin Kasamach, hashtag, let me tell you, so we call Savach Kasamach. That's what he talks about, that's what he knows. The Ran. Dushim on that sugya. Explains two places here. There's two chains here. One of the chains is. This is not to be regarded as a Fadei Hedor with all the faults in there, but a sort of Sopik Hedor. Here can you say, do a little lay low, Shef, Shadit Lot Behoda. Might be Hedor. Why should I need to be Sopik Hedor with Kila, Sopik Hedor, Sagile? If that's as follows, why do you sue? What is the status of the 1,000 foot of Tfisa? So if we would accept the Rasvada, each of them owns a hair. So what is the Tfisa wouldn't help? Now we're standing at the door. Because it's not an admission. So if we knew that we took it, the Rasvada, that each of them owns a hair, we know the door. But he said that's not the case. The case is that apparently we assume the Talis is suffering because they're bad with Chilo. So they even suffer because they're Sagile. I understand what the suffering of the Mishnah talks about is that I would not have required an admission of the facts, but a concession would be enough. If we take these visual schemes of Vadai, the Vadais would be reversed only by an admission. If the Chatkid of the Master of the Master of equilibrium or suffer, then a concession will also be sufficient to upset that. Now, what I mean to suggest is that, and here I come back to the remark, well, of course, if you have a full-blown Hedor, so you can't on one hand be made that the other fellow is right, and then be tapers. Same man could do the prince of Edim, can't do it on your own. But if we regard the quote unquote Hedor not as being an admission of the facts, but a concession, as if he negates, denies his right, admits that now that he has no right, they have not to prosecute the case. Won't do that, won't go to Bezin. He's relinquished that they're right. Then conceivably, we've got the Tfiser, he should still be possible if it's that kind of Hedor that we have in mind. The issue of the nature of the Hedor, of course, dealt with the Shachat Tzeis, some perspectives. I refer to Gemara and Gittin, she as well as contrary Hedoris. Well, there, remember the base. תודה רבה. אומר, עשיתי פלודיה בדי מנחוי, אומר לו, עשה אני חיישים של כל הדי אחר. כתבתי ונתתי, אומר לו, תכתב ונתן לי, ואתה עבודי כמי ידים דומי. אומר את הספר עם פלודי, אומר לו, תן לי, חיישים של כל הדי אחר. Maybe this person who was murdered, he didn't get it, doesn't know. But if he says I did direct it with him, and not with anybody else, כתב ותתו ובמיר לו כתב ותתו ותתו בין כמי ידים דומי. And that's the Gemara, Kater Roy Doris. So what's the bottom of this brother who made him dormir? He's not kind. Not kind. What about the Vitrisid? That's what it's discussed. We take this other. In the I'm about to give you the fifth talk about the camera. The camera is דומי להיד אמרים בשביל המניח, כדי נזעקו בשם עוד ומחי בידוך, ובוצי מימר לכל התאי דיו אסקרח, זה התאמו, כי הבד מזיק בורי, הוא מודה לו, הוא דאג מרא שחייב לו יוי ולא כדוד אליי. במקום כששניהם בורי, מזיק אני נזק, הוא בזה אומר חייב אני לך, זאת אומרת, אינך חייב, הוא כי בחסקס מנדה טופיס, הוא איזה מוקסק, הוא לא מזדק הכין אלו. Maar hier per schele, dat is een probleem voor nu. En dit is de beste. Ik weet dat we het niet zo moeilijk voor zijn, sorry. Nou, compared to cases, but he says that. Nou, dit is de beste. Hij zegt, we kunnen meer van de toffees. But if he's a kid, that could mean that Bezdin doesn't pass it for them, but then he would help them at the feast. It would be interesting to compare, maybe think about for next time, the issue of Hedor Kedah Hedor with a somewhat similar issue with Trey Utrey. We got to aid him. Abandon Bamitsir. He has a summary to Dennis Hughes of Kayan when Fisa helps, but Fisa doesn't help. He has a problem. The Gemara of Mitzir says, it's Kofi Kayan, it's here to be Yodir. It's the way he passes against the Rambam, but the way was Shem passes. Rashi, I read to you before in Suvis, says that Fisa helps. So the way he reconciles that, Rambam says, this is a very, other kinds of fakes. We have to make a hot tray with tray. We have been looking at my mind of a cascade to borrow a camera. The man that loves us, we talk to this fake the right to. Host fake the right to feel like a bit sore and I'm going to look at me like a cascade to pursue the dush. וזה מה שלא מתחבקו. מה נעשה זה וזה תרי ותרי, חסקס מומנס ניגיילת. אם זה סוף אינן תרי ותרי, but like the case of Kofi Kayan, where it's objective to some of the facts, then Fisa doesn't help. Seems to be saying is that we have תרי ותרי, so each set of tray would be sufficient to override Cheskes Vamer. If there were no tray or tray, but there was one tray, so is the Mukhsir. To be Eid Mukhamis Yitzchai Mamet. Of course you might see Mamet. So the Cheskes Vamer would not determine against the other way. So now why would there be a son? Because it's tray or tray. It's not because of Cheskes Vamer. Because Cheskes Vamer fades and think of insignificance when it's confronted with Eidim. And therefore, Tfisa helps because we don't accept Cheskes Vamer. Could the same be said with the other Dor? Thus, Baal Din would also overcome many Cheskes Vamer. And therefore, one could be Tefis as a Treu Treu, unlike other Sveikis, which is single to itself. Or do we say, no, come on, what I said before, in Treu Treu, so the Baldova has every moral right to be Tefis because he tidings that he knows, that he has. In addition to the question, like by Treu Treu, we have another consideration, can the be legitimized when he has the title back in. Right, think about it. The Ramban is in the middle of a long shtickle, you know, ask me to come, read him, but see the poem at all. Now, one other question, which I'll deal with briefly before moving on. We speak about Tarakhim Adrib Yisraelim. So normally when we use that phrase, we're talking about two different tviyas, two different tainas, totally commensurate. One says this, one says that. The Mamam Kamer, though, the end of Aminiyach, Tarakhim Adrib Yisraelim, in a very different context. Where everyone agrees that there was a Nezek, the question is, who was the Mazik? Or take the most extreme case where the share A was Mazik A prime and share B prime, or the reverse, share A was Mazik B prime and share A prime was share A was Mazik share B prime. That's what Tarakhim Adrib Yisraelim said. On the face of it, we should say, he owes the money. One of his shvarim was Masid. So I thought the Levi Sarin, when they both agreed it was a Nezek, Reuven's mom and Reuven's shvarim was Masid Shimon. The question is exactly how the Nezek transpired. Would we say that every time Tavir and Eaton argue about, not about the basic chiyu, but about the detail. What the scenario was. Is every scenario constitute a different kind of tavir? One of them says, so threw a rock. He broke a window. So one says he broke this pane, and so he broke that pane. About if he broke a pane, but they're talking two different stories, because one of them says that he broke pane A, and only one pane was broken, not two panes were broken. So whoever says he broke pane A, the Teveyah says he broke pane A, in fact said he didn't break pane B, because no two panes were broken. So everything is argued about one minor detail. But if one will say the Nezek occurred at 257, one said it occurred at 259, there was only one Nezek. So we also say they tell two different stories. One of them says it was on Nezek at 257. And that is Haidur. And the fact that there was one 259 number, that the Tver was 257, and we know there was only one Nezek, so if I say 257, it's not 259. Well, that will come with Tarakhim Adrib Yisraelim. It seems strange that that should be the case. Is that what emerges in the Gemara Baba Kamer or not? The Rebbe is very much perturbed by this. comes up in context of when we're celebrating Machlokes and Rosh Hashanim, fascinating Machlokes in its own right, but not what we explore over here right now. There's a change that I've been in the Malamura, running through five or six back and forth, five or six shuras, which focus not necessarily on Hilchot Avodah Zarah, but on the question of the Sugya of Achrama v'Afein b'Metzir, the Tarkas b'Metzir, number of polis, and just what happened over there. Milva Pekodin, some of these should come over here as well. Live in the course, so it comes in that Sugya. And then in Sugya in Baba Basra, which also referred to you, the Rav Mudbeis, that Chesed Yerushonim. One says he was Machzik Yerushonim years ABC, another one says years CDF, DEF. Or they disagree about what he ate in those years. He says he ate Chidus, he ate Serum. So I'll come to the Kavod HaYisrael. Now here in particular, of course, there's a difference. What happened? Normally, the two tviyas, two tainus, two claims. Here, what they're fighting about is not the right not to pay for the payers. Balas the sodder, you sit there for 3 years. You have a chazaka to back up your claim that you had bought it. But again, one says I chid, one says yetser. So we said yetser. There were two crops there. What's the tarachid of yetser? That's discussed by the Rishonim and Sfid of Tunvav, Machmor, Rabbi Yehuda, and others. We developed a part of Ravid. Here, I think, drew upon Sugi's review with Gata Edis and transposed them to question Bali Dvarim. Batan Shuva did the Shonot to Nomar. Kolak Hasha, Shina, Mishor, Shadavar, Gurim, Chay, Mamon, Oli Kaki, Machazakar, Kayim, Kodavar. Ben Shadiak Hasha, Ben Hatove, Ben Itva. He says, A, he says, B, Ben Shadi, Ben Edi, Matsman. He says, Chitim, they say Serim, he says Sherei, they say Sherbi. But the Edim and the Tevei are the same wavelength, but the Nitro is the money. But the question is, what exactly happened? That drives another Chosh. Hoil Bikak Yuba Devarim Shavim, they have an agreement with the basic Mechayim. And the Vesel of Yeshua said money. Place the Gemara, one of them says about 100, say about 200. So even though they tell different stories, but as far as the Chiv of 100 is concerned, the story is immaterial. I'm not sure he owes him 100. And we're not saying the Chiv of Yeshua. He could be al Bach, al Bach, al Bach, al Bach, al Bach, al Shem Bikach Yiva Mamo, Adem Yisrael, Mamo Yadam, Mamo Yadam Over. Even if they deal with two different halvoyas, or with two different things that they lent him, or you gave him dollar bills or $5 bills, you could be mitzad of the Edim. The fee, because the Edis relates, Bikach Yiva Mamo, Adem Yisrael, Mamo Yadam, Mamo Yadam Over. והקשת הזמן, וכשחות ולבנו, ואת חוין זה גברם, אינה בעיקר חיבר מאוד, לפי כרדה קשה יותר בעיקר מאוד ששומעים עליו. ודם ילה, היא דאמרים לפרק חס סבתים, נידי התקחוש באכילה, ואבא תמיד התקחוש. I'm going to drive like a mouse, a very, very difficult analogy. נגדי, אפילו בבת אחת נעמי, אמרינן, even if they deal with the same hour, יכול במנה, יכול במתיים. מצטרפים לחייבו במנה, הוא שניהם שווים בו. וכן הדין לזה אומר מלווה, זה בפיקדון, בין מזמן אחרי משני זמנים, מכל מקום במנה הם שווים, ובתשלומי פשיעה הם שווים. ולעולם תופסים בהם מתנה מועטת, לא סתיינה שהם שווים בה, הועיל ואין מכחישים זה את זה בשורש הדבר גורם חיוב הממון. אבל הדיבור היוצא ממנו הכחשה להיקח חיוב הממון, וחיתים וסעורים, דרה בברנוסן, ושברים בחברה קטן וכחבית של יחבית של שמן, אפילו דמי יחבית של יחבית של שמן, כמו שזה מה שם מחר ודו שם מחר יחר לו, הם מצטרפים. כדי שהכחשה בשורש הדבר הגורם חיוב הממון, והיא מחיית יאי והשמן, תהיה דו מידי שברים. I see the same two different things. Some peripheral, irrelevant details, which do not impinge in any way on the Mechayev. And others which deal with the core of the Mechayev, even though either story that's been presented with enough of Mechayev, but you're dealing with the root of the matter and not some partial detail. I presume what the Rebbe is about to some extent is the distinction of the Gemara between Bdikas and Chikiros Lugat Eidus. Bdikas have to do with Yerom details, what clothing was wearing, etc. Chikiros, or the Rishis for the Rambam, have to do with the basic story, what exactly transpired. The line between these is not always so clear. Take an example, the murder. One says he shot him, one says he strangled him, drowned him. So that presumably is two different stories. Whatever it's out of faith. But that's a question of beliefs. But one says he shot him with a 9mm pistol. One says a 22mm pistol. One says that it was a Colt pistol. One says it was a Beretta pistol. That was a Bdikas. The irrelevancy, what color tie he was wearing. But it's the same Isa, it's the same action, same Echayr. But most of the Ramadan, the Rabbi, with the Sefer Aviron, whether it was one kind of sword, another kind of sword, how does that stand? That's like two pistols of different sizes, of different manufacturers, but that's like two different mice to kill. So the line is not, the mice is not that clear, but anyway, here I want to drive it to grab to this issue. What makes it problematic in part is if the Rebbe says, then I can understand, eating chitim in seirim is not a man to tell what kind of chitim was eating. These are two different processes. But they have to shvarim, it's not sure of a problem. Shvarim is a break of window panes. But one pain broke another pain. Why should that be talking about this? I believe the reason is, but this has to do with the first Moshe Shalim, I deal with Shiramuad and Shirtam. I deal with Shiramuad, Shigadal Shirkotten, should be like this pain or that pain. One of the children be killed. Deal with the Shirtam, Shirtam will give him a goofer. So it's not exactly how the mice happen, what chiv there is. Does he have a right to this moment, a right to that moment? That comes to the chiv, where let me say it. These difficulties are not related to our sugir, which of course deals with chiv shvur, but without Rabban Nosson, this is a very problematic here. Achrenim, this Raivid, this relatively recently published, but much of it was published in Shidduch Metzus and Bava Seir, Tzadikes, and some annexes to it. I've indicated what I think is the general direction, and please try to neutralize the Gemara of Shvarim, which I think is critical to understanding this whole issue. But admittedly, when you get down to the niceties of the cases, all kinds of issues arise. All right, we won't go beyond that. All right, let's get back to the Gemara of the Remember the Bays before we start the Shura Sessions. Okay, Golden, it's too late. No, I want to show you that I can tell you the same.
Oh.
That's a couple of lines. Okay, that's what it is. There's one question we should have in the Gemara, which we're not equipped to answer with now, but I'll just put on the table. Why is Kamarim Chayev? Why do you need language from Kamarim Chayev subsequently? If Kadma Tvila Hidari Tvila, so then you potter. Kadma Tvila Hidari, so that's the case of your Chayev. The Gemara says, here is if you Kamarim, then we assume he's jumped the gun. We don't recognize the Akdimus Hador Litvir. We say, the fellow's about to be Teveya, so he was already positioned to be Teveya, and you sense what was coming, and therefore Mariam. So we don't recognize that, he jumped the gun. You're offside, can't recognize that. But why must there be Kodmai Dori Tvir altogether? Kodmai Tvir Dori altogether. Gemara doesn't deal with that issue. Gemara says that you need the Ifki Kimarim, that's the equivalent of Kodmai Dori Tvir. But why should that be a problem? Or put it differently, if it's Kavim Patru, forget about Kibarim. Kibarim Patu, why should Kibarim be Patu? Just because Kadma Tzvila has a Zerli Tzvila, why should that be Patu? Here are two possible ways of looking at it. One, if I go in Mishpat Shavuos, this edition, it's וכן מי שהקדים הודעתו לטענת חברו אינו חייב גזירה. שנת חייב שוד רייסה, כי הוא משיב הבידע, כי המחייבו גזירה אבל עזר, ואין לך כמותו וכחמים. He ties the same with the problem that Sugi later on, אבל עזר וכחמים, that whether it was Mesh Vaveda could be case with Chai Shua or not. That's not mentioned in the Gemara. We'll deal with the whole Sugi later, maybe we'll get to it. The Rabbanu Nuchami is a Gittin of Nunalev, says explicitly, this is not the Kodmah Litvir. Kodmah Litvir doesn't make sure it's a separate halacha. And the process and the procedure, formally and technically, of Tevea Nitva. I just mentioned that now, it's a bit more information. To deal with this, we have to get to later on from a major secret. Okay, now let's move on to the Gemara. My good friend, if we are the part. I'm a black man.
아무런 나쁜 우리는
소식으로
나의 타이머 가족에게는 소개 얻어진 게임이
있어
아드라바 가족에게는 매일 파는 대방 소거 이슈는 대회를 통해 삶에 대해 삶을 아주 하베리 브라노웨이 테이더 야마르 비비 야마르 아프라 파라 아멘 아마르 테스타 코크로는 아멘 파슈레이 리카돈 파슈레이 그래서 이 마시냐 세이 마이로 야파 아마르 데임 마파 아마르 시네오리 이스타
Wait, what's the word? What's Mandamatna Rishi? What is
the person who said a document in Mandamatna Rishi commission?
The Shu says this even if what? Yeah, even later, Ladam. So, Koshkin, he's a kefakel, but kefakel who admits that the mitzvah involvement, of course, can a sefer, man, the mitzvah is a sefer. Okay. There could be one way of understanding the Gemara, in line with something which I already mentioned here in another connection, but there's a bit of a problem with that for the way the Gemara explains it. What's the chiddush when Yitzchak Shua says this? What's the nishtah of the Rabbana? What suffices to be chayav Shua? Yeah. The tiny suffices. Even with the counter tiny. The tiny itself suffices. We count this as Raisa plane, the Rashi Baba Kamer. But there we have a response that the reason is that we're not a Chaybuk of Hakan practice, because Chaybuk of Hakan is not a Chaybuk. So that's supportive of his version. So that means the Rabbanon doesn't hold up. Chaybuk of Hakan doesn't hold up over here. Etc., etc. So we don't have it. So that which according to Rashi Baba Kama could be Mechayev Shvu Deraisa. You have here too, tiny itself. That which offsets the Shvu Deraisa in the Gemara Baba Kama or the Gemara, the Gemara of Rambo over here, the basis of his Shvuas. Is that sufficient to offset the Kishua's essence? I don't have the same passion. But is that what the Gemara is saying? And there are two questions, what the Gemara is saying. One way to say is as follows. Erechram Yeshua, tiny sufficient. Ayulayas Givald. How do you impose a tiny upon him? He has the right. He has no proof whatsoever. So he asks, Rabbi Metzimom, the situation with regard to the Tavei Nitva here, Bezin doesn't know, Bezin doesn't know. So either the Torah or Chachomim put at the disposal of Bezin some tool for trying to dissipate the fire. Shavuot is intended to do that. So we're not taking mama from him. What we're doing is saying is, let's try to clarify the matter. Here's one way of clarifying and putting it to the test of the Shavuot, and that'll be Sobat Bevara. If one puts it in those terms, you don't need to look for any support, for any reason. The reason is, because it's true, it's an imposition upon the person who has to swear. But it'll be helpful to Bezin, and then it'll be helpful to Bezin. So we put the test, and a chlai will be imposed upon him. And to some extent, what I've discussed with the question about the Acher, so it's dealt with the Rambam, with the guy that made a mixed up with the Acher, it's considered a body. Yeshua says, thanks to the boys. I said at the time, because it's a different role that needs to be said to Tennis Boys. For many reasons, Tennis Boys is a contributor to the Glamour Dover, the overall constellation, the Scratch Who Assesses. Tennis Boys has to carry the ball all by itself. Because there's no other basis for the fish. Yeah, so in a sense, that's correct. But the mayor does have recourse to some reason why we have Yeshua assesses. The assumption being to Rebbe Ken Yeshua. That suggests the explanation which I threw out before, that the Shvur is demanded, is imposed simply out of response to the Tvir, without knowing anything. We don't know a thing, whether he's right or not, maybe off, totally off the wall, we're totally in the dark. But being in the dark, maybe it's a candle, get out of the dark, we'll do better. That's what I said before. But the Muslim Serbia, no. There's a basis for assuming that he's right. It's Willem Ken Yeshler. It's the one explanation to get what I suggested. I obviously don't think so, but the money is as follows. It's true that the in terms of Gaius, Agado, etc., you don't have what you have in Midrash Mixes. There's a climate level in here, you don't have it. And Shvur, you will see that Rabban particularly emphasized, Tainer, which is not supported by the climate level, is not Mechayv Shvur. Tainer, which is supported, is Mechayv Shvur. The message we hear is, were there no assumption then, if there were totally no basis for anything, there would be no less a suffix at all. You wouldn't create a suffix with a tainer. Not enough of a suffix to have a shvur. Chazal Ken Yeshlalov creates a minimal level of suffering. Not Chazaka that was sure he must be right. I'm sure he must be right, therefore, unless there's a Shvur, there's a Shvur he'll have to pay. It provides enough of an opening that there's such a possibility, and therefore we can have a Shvur based on the Tanya. But that's because we assume some basis, some minimal basis of the tiny. But Imkol there, in terms of what Mechayv is indeed the tiny itself, which is to some extent reinforced by the assumption that he wouldn't go to the trouble of this unless he had some claim. So maybe it's not to be too sharp to say that here the tiny says Mechayv totally unsupported by anything, but the level of support that the knees enough to raise the barest suffering. We have to bear this in mind also with the second point of the Gemara. As we say, the Gatha Kefahakul, these potter, the right level called Rashi Baba Kama. And we come on and let's see what Rashi is moment. So I said we got another bottom as well, we put it in the book river. So what's my answer? I had okay, where there's such a chazak here, we wouldn't have to swear. Mishtamit because Mishtamit lay, so Ravali Prayna lay. So there is no such chazak. Because possibly Mishtamit because Mishtamit lay. He's coming back to Gemara Baba Kama. What does Rashi say? Rashi says that Kefrak will chay v'shvur. What patters him is the chazak b'yim v'yim 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 v'yim. But look at the Gemara Baba Kama. Milver says, oh, the Kama Bimik says. אז זה פעמים את רבה חייבי. מה אני יכול להליך בעצת ועצת? פיקוד נראה שיש איזה לכנר מי. ילמיר בדיק על מבח ופעד מייס ומייס, שפיקוד זה נוסע שחזק, יש חייב שבור. שיהיה דגמר שזה נוסע שחזק, ישתמות גדול משתמת. זה נחייב שבור מדי סבור לזה. So again, the answer has to be how definitive are these assumptions. One of Kama says, I don't prefer the Chevi, Patras Mishu de Reise. I think they call it Rashi. That's the Gemara's answer. But the Kod is also Chazor, you have a Kefak also. Here the Gemara wanted to shoot Patra from Shu de Rabbanon as well. So that the Gemara says, no, Atke de Kach to Patr Meshvur, when he attempted the Shvur, is not to establish total truth, but to establish a certain level of likelihood. So on the one hand, to establish that level, Chadon Pedro Kenish Lolo suffices. On the other hand, say that Chalum is perfect about Chaver is so strong here that there is no, even the likelihood is wiped out, that even that we can speak with certainty that we can't speak. So with regard to Kerkakul, the level of the Eiser, it's enough that it mitigates the force of the Tvir, container. Then we can't be Mechayev Shvur de Reise because that requires much more from Mechayev. Shvur de Rabbanon, which even when there is a slight likelihood, you Mechayev Chayev Tel Ki Yeshloy. For that, you need Chayev Tel Ki Yeshloy. For that, you need Chayev Tel Ki Yeshloy should be much stronger in order that even that slight degree of likelihood that is engendered by the Tvir, in order to remove even that shadow of a doubt, not just doubt, but shadow of a doubt, that you can't have. There is, if I remember correctly, دیگه ما به نفعه بوده کسی این وقت نید شکرگاهی میگذاش شکرگاهی زلوت دست شو Yes, why should you say the Abachazak, you the Gemara says that finally the Gemara says we have two Lashonis, and the question will be passed to the first Lashon and the second Lashon. Here we have a very important point which arises in the Lashonim. What does Tesis say? I'm a bit of time. Yeah, we have two machlokes in the Gemara. What is that's not even mashbia. What's the Rambam's reason?
Because the Muslim Federal will arrive. Yeah. And since it's a Sufi,
does that suggest anything to you that have significance? Does the Rambam seem partial to yourself, evident? What's the underlying premise here, Rabbi Tam?
That the money is considered in the other guy's
shoes. We're talking about the money here? What's the Rabbi Tam talking about?
That the stuff that the shoe is connected to the money.
So what does he want to be by itself? What's your chavish for? Says over the time of the suffer, was it chavish for or not chavish for? So it's chavol over here. So it won't be chavish for because you can't extract the shore from him. We suffer. So what's the chidush here? By analogy, as you cannot mechayv mama misafir, you can't mechayv shvur misafir. Meaning that you regard the chiv shvur not simply as one's duty to mechayv to nishma, in order to help Bezin clarify. It's a debt. You owe the shvur not just to Bezin, to whom do you owe the shvur? The other side. We We have two conceptions of Shua. Either Shua, as I said, is a technique, a tactic, which will clarify. And you have a chiyuv, as eight of them chiyuv to be made, about that was chiyuv to be nishpa. There's something you can do to contribute to clarify the matter. Is that what we say? We say no. Shmuel maybe has that dimension, this additional dimension, so you're the other side. I mean, this case is a raya that Shua can be considered as such, give the other tzad. But the additional rise, I'm going to mention two others. Tell the missionary, Namhei, I'm with Alf at the end. The last line of the Mishnah. Shviv zames ze shvut. Skaim shvut to someone, and the shvut comes, so it's much with the shvut. Now one could insist, no, not the mishamet the shvut. Shmit is mishamet the chayiv. The male is not the which the swear is no chayiv. The Rosh is mishamet the shvut, the shvut would appear the shvut itself is someone who's done. Tell the Gemara later on, that Memtes, the end of the parable, the end of the Mili, and the Gila Marav, the Makro, the Zetvar Shmita, a few of the Dibur Shamet. So the Gemara said, you Shamet the Shavur to the back door because you pull the rug out from underneath the Shavur because it's Shamet the Chayv. Dibu Mishametes. I want to see if we get that suya, but the assumption that's correct. Hak Shviz Mishamet Echay. Instead of Shviz, Shvua, if we got that, it's a Chobel Echova. Not as a debt to another tzab, but as a duty, civic duty, so to speak. But that's the Shmita. So here again, you see, Shmita is regarded as a or take another guy. I'm not going to see if he's saying, the middle of the Gata the Rabbanon, but also the other says. Zijn we daar ook te maken met de Amrine? Met de Amrine, de schrijf schoen bij Besten, de juiste Besten, waarom niet Shabbati? Nee, maar. Ik sta bij dacht dat je bij wil hebben Shalom. Je bij wil nooit leen, je moest je bij het Simon Besten en Shvoer. Eén met ze, en met zezelf niet bij Badak. De persoon was tijdens die zwoer. Dus hij didn't swear. Zo'n man zei, niet bij wil hebben Shalom. Makes sense. You believe him that he swore. Shboin. Nightly, you can't be made simomen unless you knew that. But Shuba Rabin Hagoyin Zal. It's Chayv Shua Sesses. Vom and Ishbati Neman. Vieshuim Rim. Shu Neman the Gamre. Shatin Shua Sesses at Bekfiras Momen. Rabbi Bekfiras Shvur. ומי ריבוי לאחרו מסתם, סתם פול מחר בפי שבועיים, ושוס ביודר. מסתם רסה זה רבן, listen carefully, שותה לך אבירו, שואה יש שביעתך מתענת ודאי, שתענת לך במנר, claims Yom Yishvur, I demanded 100 from you, and you were in Sky with Shvur, and you haven't sworn yet. Ketano is the equivalent as if he says the money libiyotcha, a shavati pater, either pay or swear. Ze shama nishbati, kare mein de chaviyadi krum, is a kefakel. Is a kefakel, kare vles. Well, she called her going, she, the wife says, against this, not. The man says, it is a quick minute study, not about yours and money, but whether yours and shvur, the shvur assesses over the question whether he swore or not. This is a very basic issue with the character of shvur, has many ramifications, and we'll deal with them on other occasions. We just want to put that on the table now. I will stop here. Meet you next week. This year, which two weeks ago, I told you, we're discussing the conversation of Sif Sadi Gimel, Sif Cotton Dollar, Sif Dollar, Sif Cotton Dollar. And the next week, it's about an issue, what is the Sif Shudu 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 Shudu. This brings us down to Amar Papa. First of all, we have to clarify which shvur we're talking about. Shvur Hashvur Abar. Tom Shvur Tessis. We're talking about all Shvur's Abar. Secondly, the distinctions the Gemara speaks about with the Shvur's are two kinds, some discussed here, some discussed elsewhere. One has to do with the procedure of Shvur Dashvur Dabana, the Schaefet, Sherm, etc., etc., techniques, or other things to mention in the Shenim, how the surface on which the Shvur is imposed. This Sugi primarily does not relate to that. We shouldn't talk about it. Primarily relates to the question of the halachas, which refer not how you nishba, but what are the implications of shvur? Can you reverse the shvur? Well, if you don't swear, what happens? Choshed, what happens? Yeah, this sugi here goes to the Ran particularly, is very good at this sugi. The Rashi in Tosfot and Gittin, Lamed Yam and Aleph. With regard to the Nixon and so on, the question of Shem arises in another sugi as well. So the Gemara of Ksuvas, the Pizayin of the Beis, where someone is Mechui Vishuvah the Rabbanon, the Gemara says that if the other tzad is smart, he can upgrade Shuvah of the Shuvah the Raisa. That implies that it makes a difference. Hashem did double the issue. What difference does it make? He gets to get a shul by a man of community, shul Hashem Rabban. There, you take a look at the Rif, in Ksubis, and the Gemara, Pizayin Piches, and the Balamur, and the Ravid, I have ideas also the question of Shvur Binoitli. I remind you the distinction which I already discussed with you about the two kinds of Shvur Binoitli. That emerges in the Ravid. If you want to see that in context here in Shvur's, towards the end of the Masich there, you have to Choshud. Towards the end of the Masechta, in this edition, it's a colorful. You know, the Vareni Moser, the Chaklal Gadol B'din Chashla L'Shvur. By the way, over there, which is very similar to what the Rabbi talks about there, the Ksubis, בזיין פרחס. אתם לא עושה את הגמר אין במציר שסוף את הגמר ותקעת כאן את הגמר אפילו מדלת that connection. Pay very close attention to the question of Kosher al Shavua, the which is very red as he come up. First of all, the Mishnah of Mehei, Mehmeh Rav at the top, Kosher al Shavua. The Master Shekinah the Kramina. Hey, Mehmeh Rav at the top, just a few lines, but very, very important. Where the Shavir Shavua stand, Shavuos Daraisa, Shavuos HaMishneh, the Shavir Vleit, the Shavir Vashamin, the Dukai, the Shavir Vleitli, and Hesses, that's the whole family, and we have to deal with these issues. We've got each and every one of them. I imagine this will take up more or less the book of the Shir. We got the Metach Shavua, which is discussed over here. The Ran in particular is of significance in that connection. And if we get beyond that, some of up in the next 10 or 12 lines or so, see the Gemara here, and the Rif right here, what Kashur do you have? The taste of the Rasa of Chimabin in the Pagim Shtorah. Only cannot be given except with the Shavua. They're based on this Gemara as an independent halacha. Now, beyond that, we certainly want to get.